All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Rants Into the Heavens. So, I got a lot of things I'm going to talk about. So, let's just go ahead and get right into it. First things first, you guys heard about the Weird Al movie that they're making, which is basically a, it's like a documentary kind of thing. It's one of those they're trying to do a lot of these. They're doing them with Hulk Hogan, and they're just doing them with all these famous figures from the 90s and 80s, you know, stuff that we remember when America was still, like, I guess, a big part of culture. I guess it's not so much now as, you know, Japan and South Korea have become a more, a big stable part of America at this point. But anyway, yeah, they're trying to do all these docu-pics or whatever, and one of them they're going to do is Daniel Radcliffe as fucking Howard Stern. They're remaking Private Parts. Now, I'm a little upset about this. I've got Private Parts on VHS, and I also have the book that I've read, you know, a few times. I've watched the movie, and Howard acted in his own movie. That was the interesting thing about Private Parts. He acted as himself. So I'm like, how can you really one-up the person? Like, how can you actually do a better job than what Howard himself did? And I'm just like, why are they even going to waste fucking time and money capturing a man's life that was, for the most part, considered very, what people would consider toxic today? Like, he was, like, what they would call a misogynist and all that kind of shit. So why would they want to showcase all that? Like, why? Just, you know, keep all that shit back in the 90s. Don't go ahead and reboot it and bring it back to this fucking audience. And they're going to try to cancel Howard Stern for shit he did 20 fucking years ago. Oh, you were a misogynist, blah, 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 blah. Well, hadn't you watched the fucking Howard Stern show on E? I mean, that's pretty much what he did. He'd have women take off their tops and shit and talk about how they looked under there. Like, he loved his job at that point. But, yeah, I just don't think it's a good idea. I think they need to leave this shit alone. All this shit. I mean, Weird Al, they'll probably find some things about Weird Al they didn't like. Oh, Weird Al, he said horrible things at one time. It's just fucking ridiculous. But there's some other things I gotta talk about. Now, I'm not going to get on with the J-Doll stuff because I was listening to J-Doll and Drex talk, but one thing I am going to do and one thing I am going to address is, like, I know that there was a big thing with Nick going on with, what's her fucking name? That one woman, I can't remember her damn name right now, but Brittany Venti. Basically, I guess they were doing either a debate or something like that, and people didn't want to miss it, so I understand. But, you know, I interviewed Maya Chan, and there was nobody in there but me and Maya Chan. That was really weird. And it's like, man, no questions, no nothing like that. And it was a really good conversation. I noticed one guy came in and came out, like I heard him leave, and I was like, well, damn, I don't even know who that was. But, you know, if you left, you missed, like, a really good conversation. And definitely will be uploading it. But, damn. It was really good. You know, it just sucks sometimes. It feels like when you interview a woman, like, people are just like, oh, no, it's a woman. It's like, no. Women have a lot to say sometimes. And a lot of stuff they can say can be pretty based and is worth listening to. Like, I got a friend of mine, she's a former foot model, basically, and she said, I understand sex for sale. I have no problem with that in a traditional sense. She's a former sex worker. Keep that in mind. Former sex worker. And I'm not talking about the kind of OnlyFans stuff. I mean, she used to do this, like, back in her 20s and stuff, back in the day. Like, this would have been early 2000s, something like that. So we're not talking 2020, we're talking about 20 years ago. Anyway, she says, I don't like the way it's oversaturated now, and is a joke to most sex workers, where before it was considered a service. Like, yeah, she remembers the old days. The ha-ha, taking this guy for all he's got while we make fun of him deal is absolutely disgusting to me. Yeah, that's what they're doing. I mean, yeah, I agree, milk these simps and stuff, and men are responsible for this. Like, men are, not all men, but the men that continue to allow this kind of behavior and don't put their foot down on it, those are the ones that are the enablers, and they're the ones that are basically going to, well, those are the ones that should take fault for it. It's their fucking fault. I mean, I don't pay any lip service to these sex workers. I've actually had a woman message me a couple women that have messaged me asking if I wanted to buy content. It's like, no, I don't want content. What the fuck am I gonna do? I got, like, being a dick and all these other games and stuff and all the hentai and what do I need that for? And it's Twitter. I mean, I don't know. I don't get it, man. I don't honestly get it. But basically, she says, don't even get me started on influencers. So, I don't know, but I do kind of want to hear what she has to say there, because that does interest me a little bit. And she says, the whole culture of dating and paying for a first date is dead. Yeah. There are too many women who have absolutely killed it for free food. Absolutely. Foodie calls. We talked about that. Now, Drex has talked about the foodie call thing. Men are not your bank accounts. Tell that to the women in Japan. You date to find a life mate. Well, Asian women in general who view the man as the ATM, like Japanese comedian Mishita calls it. By the way, he got a lot of bad emails from feminists. He had to make another video talking about how bad the men are because he said, I got all kinds of emails from feminists talking about how I was a misogynist. He says, no, I'm not a misogynist. I'm a misanthrope. I was like, holy shit, that is good. But basically, she said, you date to find a life mate. Men should stand up and split the bill. Well, yeah. And men should stand up. But, you know, there's so much gynocentric culture these days that if a man stands up, he's looked at as the worst thing in the world, right? That's one issue I have with what J-Doll said. You know, all these guys just need some pussy. Okay, all right. J-Doll, I hope I get to dress him on this, but because he's coming from an older generation like me. It's different now, man. These women do all kinds of crazy shit to men that they didn't used to do back in our day. And one of the guys in my server mentioned a good point when he was, you know, in that chat with J-Doll, and I was like, yeah, you're right, there's the false rape accusation, and having a baby, and then, you know, they'll have the child, and then they'll say, oh, you're the father. That's happened. That was in the Red Pill documentary made way back when. With old what's-her-name that's a fake chameleon. But, yeah, this shit's been going on for a long damn time now. And it's not getting any better, but it's not like it was back in the 90s and the early 2000s. It's gotten bad in the 2010s. The 2010s is when, well, it was actually about 2008, 2009, shit started getting bad. About the time people started having the phones and they started doing the dating and all that kind of shit, that's when things started fucking up. Like, I remember going to a dating site at the library. Yeah, I'd go to the library because I didn't have the internet. I had a computer, I didn't have the internet. So I'd walk to the library every day. Good walk, man, good walk. Listen to music, walk down the street, it's good. And basically I'd walk down there and I'd go in, I'd get on the computer for an hour, a couple hours, depending on if there was nobody there, because sometimes there wasn't nobody there. The kids was at school, and of course when they get back, they were all playing RuneScape, that's what it was. They're playing RuneScape like crazy. You couldn't keep them off goddamn RuneScape. So basically, I'd get on there, I'd go on dating and all that kind of stuff, and I would check out the girls on there, and I mean, it wasn't great, but it wasn't like Tinder. It was, I don't know. I mean, there were a few girls I'd talked to on there, and there was a few girls I'd met at the library. Of course, one of them I met at the library is one that I almost got serious with, but that's a whole nother story. But, yeah, I met that one girl at the library. She was pretty cool, actually. Of course, she had some shit that needed to be worked out with the cutting and all that crap. That's one thing I didn't know. She hid a lot of shit from me. See, that's the problem. So, I don't care how cute she was and how big that booty was on a white girl, but I'm going to tell you right now, she had some shit going on. Like, you know how they say this, the hot to crazy ratio? So, if she's really hot, she's got to be crazy. Even though she'd sit there and read a book and be like, ain't nothing going wrong. Nah, I don't even know what she's like now. I mean, I don't even know if that girl's still alive. Literally, I hadn't even seen her on social media. And you'd be surprised because you'd think she'd be trying to, you know, get in touch with me. You know, I've still friends with almost all the girls I've dated. For real. I'm talking about high school girlfriends. I still catch up with them and see what's going on. You know, because, I mean, I didn't break up with them on bad terms. And it ain't like anybody trying to flirt or anything like that. We just talk. I generally talk to a lot of different women. I don't know why the hell some people got this mind about them that they think I'm just some incel or something that, oh, all he does is whack off the hentai. He don't have no girl. Shit. I talk to women all the time. I don't know what this is. And all the women I'm talking to are just talking about how horrible all this shit is right now. I'm like, God damn, how'd it get so bad? Well, we know how it got so bad. We just got to deal with it, you know? It's like you're in the zombie apocalypse. Like, you know it got bad. Somebody, some damn rat bit somebody, and now we got zombies all over the goddamn place. So you have to stay awake wondering if a zombie gonna come out. You know, it's like that. It's like, you know how it got bad. You got to deal with it now. You got to deal with a fucking zombie apocalypse. And that's kind of what I feel like right now. We're in that dating apocalypse, man. It's just absolutely fucking ridiculous what we got on right now. I don't care for it. I don't care for it at all. I mean, back when I was a younger man, yeah, I wanted to settle down and have a wife and kids and all that. But then you got these folks. I don't know. This motherfucker. Now, he's Albertan. I know that Tim is Albertan. It's nothing against Albertans. But basically, he comes in there. He's got this damn beard. He's looking like either Richard Cooper or Jack Murphy 1. And comes out here and he puts this little quote up underneath a friend of mine's comment that says, he says, self-happiness. Yeah, self-happiness is... Let's see. Selfish happiness is a dead end. I'm like, what? And basically, I get what he was trying to say, that you're supposed to just not make yourself happy, but others. But he's like, oh, you're going to die alone and miserable. And I'm like, dude, so you want me to have kids like that bad? Like, you don't even know me. And this, you know, these guys, they're too cool for school, alpha bros. Oh, yeah, you know, you're on that copium, bro. They do that shit, these alpha bro type guys. He's, you know, he's got the Richard Cooper. What is it with the glasses and the beard? I get so goddamn tired of that look of these guys. And you know what's crazy? The PUA guy I knew that gave up the PUA game 100% and went... just left the whole damn internet. I don't even hear from him anymore. He used to do the glasses and beard all the time. So that was just some PUA look that these men had gotten from I don't even know where. I don't know what movie, what show. Maybe there's some PUA book I ain't read that said, hey, if you want to get women, you got to grow out your beard and get you a nice pair of sunglasses. I mean, that's all I see. Like, I mean, I'm not even fucking about it. Like, who's the guy that come up with all these damn PUAs to come up with these damn beard and sunglasses? They look like a damn hipster that went to the gym a lot. It don't make no sense to me. I don't know how the hell that's attractive. I ain't seen any of that in Hollywood. Unless these damn girls is lying and don't want what Hollywood's offering them, but I know that ain't the damn truth, because I see all these women go crazy over Chris Evans when he was Captain America. Not Chris Evans. Yeah, Chris Evans, Thor, and then you have, I can't remember that guy's name, whoever played Captain America, that guy. But yeah, they like men that look like that. So I don't know why they like these beard and glasses guys. I don't know what that is. I'm still trying to understand. But yeah, he was all about it. He's like, well, if that's the way you feel about it, maybe you should do the world a favor and isolate yourself. I'm like, what? It's just some fucking cuck, basically. But see, the thing is, she wrote a post that was talking about, well, you know, I know some people can't have kids and blah, blah, blah. My kids are the best thing in the world. And I think you should have kids. If you don't have kids, there's not going to be anybody to take care of you and blah, 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 blah. You know, all that kind of crap. And basically, I'm like, okay, look, Japan is in an aging fucking society right now. And basically what's going to happen is Japan is going to come out with all this technology to take care of the elderly. Because that's what they're working on right now. And we still got the holograms and all that shit, VR, all that shit's coming. So, I mean, people are going to be like in their 60s and they're going to be alright. I mean, they ain't going to be like the old days. And, you know, and I made a good point. I said, look, I used to work in nursing homes. I know people with kids that left them at the fucking nursing home and was like, nope, fuck you, grandma. I'll see you like every fucking holiday or something like that. Maybe once on Thanksgiving or something like that. That was it. And there's like, are you my grandchild? Are you my bub? It's so fucking sad to see, honestly. Because, you know, these kids just leave their fucking grandparents and they just go do all the other things. I bet it's even worse now. Because back when I worked in the nursing home, bro, it was the 2000s. So, 2020 nursing home, bro, they probably just forgot all about their old folks. Like, I'm not saying everybody, but grandma, she just got put out to pasture. They just said, fuck it. Like, they don't care. They're on their phone, Instagram, TikTok, and whatever. They don't give a shit about these old folks no more. This shit don't matter to them no more. It's a bunch of bullshit. You know, I don't care for that either. But, you know, and I'm like, okay, so you want to have these damn, you want us all to have kids. How are you sure that the kids are going to take care of you? They might not. You might be grandma they done forgot about. They be in a VR world somewhere. Oh, where grandma? Oh, she in that nursing home. Okay, that's good. I'm going to put on my headset again. Like, seriously, that's what it's going to. I don't know. I keep saying it's like you're living in a fantasy world, man. Not everybody should have kids. Some people don't know how to keep their hands off of them. And she's like, well, you're bringing up an outlier. I was like, yeah, well, it happens, though. That's the thing. It happens. It's an outlier until shit happens to you. You know, I mean, we had a minor disagreement, but I didn't really care to keep on, you know, talking with her because all these damn cucks kept coming on here talking about copium and all this other bullshit. Oh, you gotta have kids and family. I said, no, fuck you. I ain't gonna do that shit. And they talking about, oh, that's why you're gonna be lonely and miserable at the end of your life. I didn't know. Life is what you fucking make of it. You know, and I, you know, started talking about all the computers and robots. They don't want to hear about that shit because they're all about tradition. They don't want to hear about this shit. They don't understand that the world is going to change. It's not going to be like it is. You know, it's not going to be like it was back in the 80s and 90s, 70s, 60s, whatever they want, the 50s. It's not going to be like that anymore. Things are changing. The dating market's fucking changed. When I was talking to Maya, she was talking about how, you know, she doesn't think it's going to replace monogamy. But polyamory is more popular. It's definitely going to be a bigger thing. More people are doing pay-to-play, and that's just how it's going to work. There ain't really much you can do about it. It's over. It's a done deal. It's done. Like, my friend knows it's over. You know what she's been showing me? The Mouse Utopia experiment. She actually has an article for me that I'm going to be reading on the show because it's something we do need to look at again. It's long. That's a long research article, and she specifically told me to put it on my show. I don't know if she's been watching it or not. I don't know. People probably find me from sources. It don't matter. I mean, if she showed me the article, she obviously doesn't have a problem with what I'm saying. And I mean, it's like I told even my friends on social media, I'm like, look, I don't hate these women. And that's one thing I like what DeJ said. Like, I don't have that super negative opinion. Yeah, there's a lot of women out there doing some fuck shit. And we do got to talk about that. But, you know, not every single damn woman. And that's the problem I have with the manosphere right now. Everybody wants to hit on every single woman. Yes, we got a lot of problems. A lot of problems. But you know what? You got to focus on solutions. And sometimes the solution ain't worried about the woman. If the woman's fucked up because society and all this other bullshit, that don't pertain to you. TFM said going your own way was about making your own life. Like, going your own way. Taking control of your life. That's what he said. He literally said, MGTOW is taking control of your own life. Your life. You only have one fucking life. That's all you got. After that, it's over with. You can't go back and live this fucking life again. So whatever you do, that's what you've done. And there's no going back. You gotta realize, every choice you make negates a choice you didn't make. So there you go. You gotta keep that in mind. People just, they don't focus on this shit. Oh, this woman did. Okay, fuck you. Are you gonna pay for her? No, you ain't paying for her. I ain't paying for her. All you doing is giving her more attention. Now, I understand if you want to teach men. And some men do need to be taught that there's some rough-ass, damn, ratchety-ass women out here. And it's bad. It's worse than it's ever been. But we can't just focus on this shit all the time. We gotta learn to have fun and be ourselves and enjoy shit. Because life is short. We're gonna be worried about women all damn day and then get from 30 to 40 to 50 to 60 to 70 to 80. Then you're dead. You know, 89, you might. I don't know how far folks would go. You don't know if you're going to live tomorrow. We got to really focus on things that matter. And that's not all these damn women and stuff. And I mean, even if, you know, okay, you want to go hook up with all these women. That's fine. You go hook up with all these women if you want to. Like, I don't care. You know, you're taking a risk there. It's whatever you want to do. You know, like Drexel, he says 80-20's been very kind to him. That's fine. That's great. I'm glad he's getting something out of it. But he's smart. He ain't doing stupid shit. He knows how to do it. He knows the rules of the game. Some guys don't know the rules of the game. Some guys end up getting fucked because they didn't realize, you know, what they were supposed to do. Oh, I wasn't supposed to bring her to my house? No. You know, stupid shit like that. It's just ridiculous, man. But yeah, I'm not gonna ramble on too much more. Just, it's been a lot of shit going on recently, and I've had it rough this week. It'll be alright, next week will be better. You know, we always have rough patches. We always got hurdles. You get over one hurdle, you got another one. Went to the urologist, he told me I'm good. Ain't got nothing wrong with me, everything is natural. I can take these pills to get rid of the shit if I want to. Most of them just go away. He's sorry that it's painful. It ain't really supposed to be, but it ain't going to hurt me. Ain't going to do nothing. Ain't no blockage. Ain't no nothing like that. I'm good. All that shit was in my head, folks. So you got to mind your head. And you know what? If your head's focused on these girls and how bad they are and all this other shit, your head going to be all fucked up too. You won't be working right. Your body be all messed up. Why am I so bad? Why I got all these health problems? Because you're worried about all this bullshit. Granted, it's a lot of bullshit. A lot of fuck shit. But it ain't do no good to be focused on it, worried about it all the goddamn time. Now that's all I got to say here. And this will be the Grim Lord. And I am out of here. I'll see you next time on Grim Rants into the Heavens.